Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
I guess I thought you'd be here forever.
Hello, Chicago. Bring this back. 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for staying with me. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Hope to check it out when you get a chance. Lots of stuff there. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter and check out our blog and the articles, the archives. We got a poll question, a brand new question every week. We want to know what you think. So check it out. And when you click your answer on the poll question, you'll see how the poll is going so far instantaneously. Another thing you can find at my website is the body of work that Brad Huskin has deposited with us over the years as a founding member of our Brain Trust, going back to all the way back to 98. You can go back and listen to what he's done with us in the past and learn an awful lot, because almost everything he said, almost everything he's taught us is valid even today. Brad is the author of I'm a Salesman, not a PhD, and Munchies for Salespeople, IAStraining.com, right, Brad?
That's exactly right. And I got a free newsletter called Sales Insight.
Yep.
They can subscribe to there, yep, as well.
And
there's a link to your site.
Yeah, lots of stuff there, folks, so check it out. Brad, we're talking about sales managers, some things that sales managers need to know, some of the assignment, the elements of their assignment. And if you have a sales manager, if you're going to hire one, these are things you need to hire for, as you're looking for someone, look for these kinds of capabilities. But also then when you get them in the job, allow them the time and the resources to do these things.
Yeah, if you don't give them the time to do the things they're supposed to be doing, then they're not going to match their potential.
And their incentive needs to be, they need to be incented through management, not through sales, not through their own personal sales, but through the sales of their people.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're rewarded based on the productivity of the staff members that they're
right.
working with.
Right.
And, doing ride-alongs and listening in on presentations. You know, I recommend that they have a 15-minute sit-down one-on-one meeting with each of their employees to talk about statistics and
mm-hmm.
how they're progressing and non-negotiable standards, and which is a whole other ball game of making sure that there are non-negotiable standards within the organization.
Right.
But, it all goes hand-in-hand with making sure that people are doing the things that you need them to do in order to be successful, because we all fall back at the traps and we all get a little lazy and we all forget to do some things that we should be doing. And that's where the sales manager comes in as a reminder and the discipline to instill in the organization all those things that need to be done in order to make sure that it matches its potential.
Right.
So
are there any elements that you mentioned in the first segment that we haven't talked about yet? Have we talked about training?
Yeah,
sales
we did
training?
Talk about training kind of briefly, but, there's going to be constant ongoing training 24/7. And training isn't an event; it's an ongoing thing.
It's not a means. It's not a means to an end. It's a way of life, isn't it?
Exactly. And if you're not, if the sales manager's not listening in on presentations and picking and choosing battles and giving positive reinforcement, pats on the back, and catch them when they're doing wrong, then they're not giving the attention they need. One of the biggest issues I hear traveling around the country from salespeople is that there's not enough positive reinforcement. And that goes with consequences, both positive and negative. They got to be there, catching them doing things right.
Salespeople need a lot of encouragement, typically, don't they? I mean, they thrive on that kind of feedback, don't they?
They really do. They need the positive reinforcement. They need.
But when it's appropriate.
Right. When it's appropriate, sure.
Yeah.
And same thing with the negative. When it's appropriate, then somebody has to be
praise in public, criticize in private.
Exactly.
Critique in private, I should say.
Critique in private,
yeah.
Yes. Give negative feedback in private, positive in public all the time.
Yeah.
And set up the games and contests and incentives and train the people on how to do things and put the policy in effect, train them how to do it, hold them accountable to doing it. You'll have a successful organization.
Brad, you're out there across the country talking to folks. What do you see the economy doing? How do you think it is? Where do you think it is right now?
Actually, I'm hearing some positive things out there in the retail sector in the last 2-3 months.
Yeah.
So I'm kind of optimistic this could be a pretty darn good Christmas.
All right. People are already talking to you.
Shopping, huh?
people are talking to you in advance about helping them next year. I know. Is it looking like people are hopeful for next year?
Yeah, it sure does. As a matter of fact, it looks very positive. So I'm encouraged.
And a lot of your customers are in the discretionary income, discretionary spending side, aren't they?
Yeah, I deal with some furniture retailers and some jewelry retailers,
yeah,
and musical instruments and those kinds of things. So kind of the high end.
That's kind of discretionary. So that's good news if people are thinking about that. Hey, Brad, give me the website one more time quickly.
IASTraining.com.
Hey, Brad, come back real soon.
Will do, Jim. Have a great holiday season.
You too. We'll see you next time. Brad Huisken, ladies and gentlemen. Huisken, if you're Googling him. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, reminding you today, be guilty of committing a random act of kindness. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.